I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by none other than legends Clay and James Buckley.
We're back.
We're ourselves.
In the absence of a studio audience, I really need participation from you guys. I'm so sorry. So you guys have been, did you say you met 13 years ago? You've been married 13 years?
We met 13 years ago,
been married
over 10.
Coming up to 11, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, so that's still a decent innings then.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we've been through it, mate.
Yeah.
I am getting married next year to me fella, Erkan. And first of all, I'm a little bit stressed out. It's kind of stressful, isn't it? Like mostly just the cost of everything, I find.
Absolutely. There'll be nights where we turn the light off and then we look at each other. Even to like recently,
yeah.
Like after over 10 years of marriage, light goes out, say goodnight, look at each other and then go, can you believe how much we spent on that wedding?
And that one day, yeah.
Imagine if we had that money now. Well, we could have so much fun with that money.
Yeah.
It's a fortune.
It is a fortune. And so part of us thinks like, oh, people think, whoa, she's on the telly. I bet you she's got a bit of coin. And then they just whack the price up. But the fact is like, I actually don't have a ridiculous amount of coin.
Also, I wouldn't care if I was a billionaire. I don't like...
Yeah.
No, who likes being ripped off? Who likes just giving money away for the fun of it? Like, you shouldn't...
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Do you have any advice then for us?
Well, we do. Yeah. I've got some advice for you. So first of all... No. But this is stuff that we've...
That was very confident.
No, but we've had years of talking about this and what we would tell other people and stuff like that.
Is this advice about the actual wedding?
I'd go into that first.
Yeah, let's start with the wedding, then we're going to do a marriage.
So first of all, I would say make sure that you're making a day for you guys.
Yeah.
Because there's a pressure to make sure that everyone's looked after and it's a good time for everyone else. And
what you have to do.
You do have to do to an extent.
Don't forget yourselves.
But we never really, our actual wedding day, we never really celebrated.
No.
You know, did you even see each other properly? A lot of people say that. They don't get moments together.
No, we didn't get.
We went
absolutely shattered by the end of the day. Went to bed, turned the lights out and was just like, see you in the morning.
Thank God that's over.
It was a real tiring day. It was a fun. It was a really great party.
It was a good wedding.
We had some great bands playing and stuff like that. And the Ocean Colour scene came and played for us.
It was a good wedding.
And everyone had a great time. But we felt like we were hosts. We felt like we were hosting a party. So you're sort of running around, making sure everyone's all right. And so what I would say is make sure you're doing it for you guys. Make sure that you're going to have a good time. And anyone else that wants to get involved, then... brilliant, come along, whatever. We've always said it would be cool to just do that thing, like go to Vegas and just get like a sort of 60s suit or a 60s dress and just go out into the desert and get married and then just say to everyone, we're going to Vegas. If you can come, brilliant. If you can't, don't worry, totally understand. But we would have had a good time.
If we could go back, I think we would do something like that instead.
Yeah, definitely would have done. And then, you know,
you were the one pushing for the big traditional one.
I just felt like we had to be grown up.
Yeah.
I felt like, because we were quite young when we got married. We were young when we had our first kid. And then we were quite young, you know, in this day and age, our early 20s getting married. And I think you feel like a bit of sort of, oh, they're a bit young to be getting married and the... Well, we were. We knew we weren't. I mean, I was born 50 anyway, so It was
old soul.
It was the thing that we knew that we should have been, we wanted to do. We wanted to, you know, be married and have a family and do that sort of thing. But we should have definitely have thought about ourselves a bit more rather than sort of, will everyone else have a good
time?
Where
can everyone get to and how many people?
Yeah, and if people don't understand that, if you know, if people don't understand that maybe you want to be a bit selfish on your wedding day, especially, and I might sound a bit sexist here, but especially the bride.
Mm.
Like it's meant to all be about the bride.
Yeah.
If people can't get involved with that, then that's their problem. But you do feel like, you know, you're juggling families and, oh God, are these people going to get on and stuff like that? And you just...
All the politics.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you'll have people in your own family probably haven't spoken for about 20 years and now they've come together and you go, oh, crikey.
was it a big wedding as well?
It was quite big. Yeah, it was quite big.
So, how many guests in the end? I'm really struggling with fucking being cutthroat with the numbers. A few hundred. Fuck.
No, I think it was 200, but that was evening. But I think our actual ceremony was quite small. I think there was only about 75 in the actual ceremony. But yeah, I think we were about 200, 250 by the evening.
How the hell did we get that? I don't talk to the 200 people. I don't know how we got that. I don't talk to two people.
I couldn't get you 20 right now on a list.
20? You're only laughing. I couldn't get you 4.
It's just the thing. Like, it just totally snowballs. And like,
it does.
I found, like, this is no word of a lie. People are messaging me being like, well, better be invited to the wedding, mind. And I'm like, I don't even know how to answer that.
I know.
Like, of course, like, I'm such a people pleaser, so I'm like, yeah, fucking hell, like, I'm 120 out, like, that's my number. We're doing 4 days in Puglia in Italy. Like, I just don't know if I'll ever financially recover, guys.
No. Yeah. See, that I found that's a thing more so now. It's not just one day, it's the day before, the day of, and then a day after.
And then like the wedding brunch afterwards.
Yeah, we didn't do any of that. We had a breakfast the next morning and then off you pop.
Fucking see you later.
Yeah. I think that's more recent than that.
Yeah. It's becoming such a spectacle, weddings, isn't it? Like, it is. It's out of control. Nobody will admit that more than me. I know this is becoming out of hand, but I just can't seem to stop myself.
But you want to do it. You got to do what you got to do.
As long as you end up having a good time, then it'll be worth it. Because otherwise, at the end of the day, it's just between you and your fella. You could be anywhere on the planet and with anyone. It doesn't matter as long as you two guys are there and enjoying yourselves. That's it, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's very profound advice, James. Like, you're almost showing yourself to be a bit of a romantic there.
I do think I am quite romantic.
Yeah, he is a bit, yeah.
Is he? Is that the dynamic then?
Yeah, you're not, and I am.
Like, when you asked how long when we met and stuff, I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
James
was
like, the date, time.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you, mate. And you know what I was thinking when you said about, oh, I wish we'd just kind of fucked off to the desert and that, there's always vow renewal. And that would be so sick, just getting on a plane, going to Vegas, like, we're getting a, like, Elvis impersonator out of Maria's.
Yeah, we're too miserable for that.
I say I'm romantic. I'm rescinding.
There's a line.
We're not vow renewal people.
Although that's a bit of a curse, the vow renewal, isn't it?
I just think it's another gimmick to get people to spend a load of money again.
It's true.
We've already done it once. Don't need to do it again.
Speaking of curses, I did hear that there's one you're quite worried about.
Oh.
The Strictly curse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
said. Do you know what, James, right? I don't know whether you definitely said it or not, but I just want to validate you because I am 110% convinced that is true, mate.
I don't know what they're doing or what they're playing.
You did say that. Somebody asked you about Strictly and you were chatting, you went, yeah, but Claire's not doing it.
No, you're not allowed to do it.
Some big hunky
dancer. Some fit, handsome bloke with his hands rubbing up on me.
It's
call me old fashioned.
You're not into that.
No.
They're honestly, like, I always see them when we do like the NTAs or something, and they always turn up like en masse, the Strictly dancers. And you just know they've arrived because there's just like a waft of Dior Sauvage.
You wear that?
I do. Oh, yeah.
I bought you that because I wanted you to spell it Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Or all of the Strictly Dancing.
Oh, yeah, well, you've ruined it a wee bit.
Sorry, babe. But you just turn around and they're all there and they're like, oh, they're just unreal. And like, I don't know, the accents, the muscles. Like, yeah. I don't want, like, I would feel, I don't know, my swimsuit parts smushed up against their swimsuit parts with salsa music blaring. Like, I just don't know how everyone doesn't fall in love, quite frankly.
Yeah.
That's it. So you're not doing it. No.
Okay. I can't dance anyway. So
although I was, one of my mates, Joe Sugg, and we're friends with Joe and his missus, Diane.
And met on there.
They met on that.
Well, exactly.
Exactly, yeah. So there you go. But it was a couple of months ago, actually. We had them round. We ended up getting a bit drunk. And Diane was going, you should do it, James. You should do it. And I got so drunk. I got to the point where I was like, maybe I could. I think
you were dancing weird in the kitchen.
Then she was teaching me some steps in the kitchen and stuff. And I was like, I think I might be able to win Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
I can't dance. I cannot dance.
Well, that was it. But in a really crappy comedy film, there was the scene in the kitchen where you were like, yeah, you know what? I think I might. And then it was cut to the next morning, hungover, feeling like shit. And he went,
the cold light of day.
Did I say I would do Strictly? Because I can't do it. There's no way I'm doing that. And I was like, you did, mate. You need to phone Diane and apologise.
I can't do it. I'm not doing Strictly.
There's nothing better than 4 a.m. BF-fueled like kitchen confidence. Yeah. It's the absolute best. Tells you can do fucking anything, mate.
Honestly.
But we have, like, you have done some reality TV, haven't you, James? You did MasterChef.
I did, yeah. I did MasterChef recently.
How did you find it? Because I did that.
Do you know what? I was a little bit like, I'm not sure. It was one of those things that I was advised to do, mainly just to remind people that I'm still alive.
It's always nice.
It was
to let people know you still exist.
Yeah, that was it. Everyone was, you know, my manager was like, you probably should, you know, start working again, James. Maybe remind people that you're still about.
Sounds like, okay, to me like your manager wants an extension. If I'm honest.
We're all a bit hungry here, James. Could you maybe pop off and do something?
So I ended up doing it and I was a bit like, what am I doing here? This is ended up really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Ended up like buzzing every evening I came home. I was like a little boy that just had his first couple of days of school. I was telling you, oh, I've done this. And then we did this, Claire. And then and I was like talking like 100 miles an hour. And
you said it was really intense and you were knackered.
Oh, it was tiring. It was really tiring.
You did really enjoy it.
Yeah, but like working in a 5-star hotel kitchen restaurant thing. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, what an experience, working with actual sort of amazing professional chefs and cooks.
That's how you feel if you've never been in the fucking kitchen before. That's how excited you get.
I was picking up pots and things and going, what does this do? What's this strange gadget?
What a crazy day.
Has he been treating you to some top grub since he's been finished? Then Claire, no, has he far?
No.
Honestly, I did all right. How did you do? Can we talk about how you did? Has it all been on telly now?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I think it has.
I think it's finished. I think it's finished at this point.
It's good to keep abreast of
I tell you what, it is finished because it was the Go Compare Guy one.
Go Compare Guy was on there.
Yeah.
Win. Yeah, I judged his food. He served faggots. Right. They were fucking fantastic.
There you go.
Okay.
How did you do?
How did I do? I did get to the stage where past winners came on to, or, you know, past people that had been on that had done well to taste my food. So
semis?
No.
What?
No. Didn't even get to the quarterfinals. But there was people there because it was Danny Jones and Lisa Snowden.
Right.
And Angelica from Blue Peter.
Right.
It's a lovely day out getting to judge the food as well. You just get pissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, maybe you can go back and do that.
No, because I think you have to have gotten quite far.
To be able to
go back.
Got you.
But there was every single vote, like every single time it came to vote, I could have gone, and I knew I could have done.
Touch and go.
The first vote was somebody served up raw chicken, so I was so that was the only reason I got through then.
Brilliant.
And then the second vote again. Just didn't do very well. I was enjoying myself. I was having a laugh, but just didn't do very well. Yeah. But I think they thought I was either funny or they felt sorry for me. So I think one of the producers or someone was like, I mean, obviously Buckley's got to go, but is there any way we could maybe keep him just for one more? Because he's an absolute idiot.
Just for the lols, let's keep him for that alone.
So they said, and I think it was the first time that ever happened, they were like, we're not going to send anyone back this week. You're all coming back. And we're going to send two away on the next vote. And then obviously I went.
That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, but I mean, that in itself is a bit of an achievement, mate. Because if I've never done it before, you were obviously bringing something good. It wasn't food, but.
It definitely wasn't food. I know that much.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Any reality TV shows you feel like doing, Claire? I mean, obviously, I know you can't do Strictly.
No.
I think you'd be a good housewife.
Oh, I love the Real Housewives.
So I think you'd be a good housewife because Claire's quite fiery. If Claire, once she's had a couple of beers, she don't mind telling you where to go.
I think I'm lovely.
You are lovely, but you don't take any shit.
No, yeah, the Real Housewives of Glasgow.
Because I think you'd be
good,
like...
That would be a good series.
I think you'd be like...
Stabfest, optional.
I think you'd be like, yeah, I'm all cool and stuff, but as soon as you start, I'm going to join in.
Yeah, do that. I would be a housewife. I'd love that, actually. There you go.
Oh, I feel like that would be terrified. And I can handle myself, Claire. Guys, you've obviously become parents, and I wanted to know, like, how that changed your relationship dynamic. I feel like I'll hear a lot of people say it's not as easy as it looks on the tin.
It is difficult. It's more just about worrying. We set the bar really low.
Hold on a minute. Don't we?
Oh, come on, Claire. When we got Harrison, when we got him actually
nice
home.
Name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That was yours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When we got him home, and it was the first time that there was no more nurses and doctors around.
Grandparents were gone.
Up with your parents and stuff for a few weeks after he was born. When we finally got into our home, tiny little flat, laid him on the bed. And we were just like, right, now we've got to keep him alive.
Yeah.
And that was the bar that we set.
But when you think about it, that's it. Obviously, you know, happy, healthy, you know, hydrated, all that stuff. But you do just have this little... person, and you're always got. You need to feed them, change them, bath them, keep them happy. There is that one night in particular we did have a little moment where we were like, oh, this is big. This is a big responsibility. But I think for me especially, I think because I wasn't one of those little girls who, oh, I can't wait to be a mum, can't wait to be a mum. As soon as I became a mum, that was it. That was who I was. That was all I did. James, obviously, we were in a really lucky position where I could stay at home. And James, you know, would go back and forward with work. And obviously, being an actor, it's maybe 6 weeks here or a couple of months there. And then he's home for little bits of time as well. So we got to be at home a lot. And then our youngest, Jude, came along less than 2 years later. Well, yeah.
Like
I love that name as well. You guys have really smashed it. They're fucking really nice.
So we had loads of time at home with them. Me, I was at home all the time. That was my full-time job, and I just loved it.
That's lovely.
It's still my favourite thing I've ever done. And it is hard. You know, there's no rainbows and unicorns every day. Sometimes you're up to your elbows in shitty nappies. And
there'll always be, when they're 35, there'll still be our kids. And I'll still be worrying about them, hoping that they're okay and that they're happy. And so it just ages you. It ages
it
you
does.
Instantly.
I tell you what kids do. They make time fly.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell us that, man. Fuck, now I'm going to come to this really late. Like, I think I'll be 40 before I'm
not.
I'm so scared that I'll just fly.
But not actual time, though. Like, the time where I'll look, Harrison's about to turn 12 at the end of the year. And I just think, what?
It's because
how is that possible?
It's because there's never nothing going on. Once you have kids, there's never nothing going on. There's always something that needs to happen that you need to help them with.
Yeah.
Even holidays. Like, holidays aren't sitting around relaxing and chilling out and stuff. Even holidays are running around and
sun cream, ice creams.
That's it.
So, but it's I guess the, you know, they say time flies when you're having fun. I do think on the whole.
Oh, you're not philosophical. You'd be pretty good for this podcast.
But on the whole, we have fun. We have fun as a family.
100%.
We really enjoy spending time together. Yeah. And I've just made two little mates, basically. I love those guys. They're really funny and they're brilliant.
Do you love being a boy mum, Claire? Or do you sort of, part of you wish you'd had a little princess and all?
Love being a boy mum.
I would love to be a boy mum. Honestly, I feel like it's the best. Because then everybody's just going to love you, aren't they?
There's something in me. Because for a little while, obviously, we had the two boys really close. And a few years ago, we did have a couple of conversations where we were like, should we try for a girl? You kind of wanted to, you would have liked a little girl.
Yeah.
But at the end of the conversation, I was always like, do you know what? I'm so happy having two boys.
Yeah.
I think that's what I want.
We've got our boys and they're healthy. And, you know, sometimes it's best not to
just count your blessings.
Yeah, just sort of, you know, be happy with what you got. And we are. We're incredibly happy, aren't we? So
you can really say that. You are genuinely, really.
Is that sarcasm? Yeah, you can really say that.
Yeah. I feel like I was trying to be really nice, not to be previous tone and somewhat undermined it. Fuck me, right? I saw you. I've been dying to tell you this. I was like, oh, don't sound like too much of a stalker. I saw you in 222, a ghost story.
Oh, really?
Honestly, mate, I can't tell you how many people, after seeing that show, I told to go and see it because I thought it was fucking unreal and I thought you were fantastic.
It's just such a great show. Absolutely brilliant show. And it's still on. They're still doing it. So anyone listening, if you haven't seen it, go and check it out.
It's a good show.
It is good, isn't it, Claire? And honestly, like, not to give any spoilers out or anything, but I shit myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
There's a few
jump scares.
Yeah, you will jump.
Yeah,
but I don't like plays. I find them boring. Even though I'm an actor, I just I had that sort of classic traditional British education of, for drama, your teacher's going to take you to the local theatre to watch some obscure Shakespeare play that lasts about 5 hours, and then you have to do an essay about it and stuff. So I was like, I never want to see another play again. I don't want to sit through a play.
We're not really play people.
But when I read the script for this, I couldn't put it down. I was like, what?
It was like a movie on stage.
That's how I would. There's always something interesting, exciting happening. And I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's so good. I really love it. I think it's a brilliant show.
No, like, existing knowledge about it whatsoever. And it was Giovanna. She asked us to go and see the opening night. And I was like, I took my mum and we didn't know what to expect. And my mum was absolutely buzzing. I think she was sitting next to Matt Willis and she was just throwing the ribbons. I remember just thinking, this is fucking amazing. And that part was made for you, babe. You were fantastic.
Do you reckon? I don't know if it was made for me because it was, who was it? Not Max Branning. Jake Wood.
That's it.
Yeah, but does he do it really well as well?
Well, I took over from him, and he'd won an award for playing that part before I did it.
Did you win any?
No, I didn't get any awards. No.
Criminal. So, if you ask me.
So it was. There were some shoes to fill there because the cast was like him, Lily Allen, and they'd done super well and stuff. So that actually worried me a little bit. I don't think my part was supposed to be as funny. I think I'm supposed to be like a tough guy in it.
Yeah.
But I just go for gags. Like, that's always my default mode.
I would have. Well, you had me laughing anyway. And I definitely, yeah, I haven't seen anyone else in it, but it's like rolling cast, isn't it? Which I think is really clever, like pulling in these big names to keep people interested. I would 110% say it again. I was gutted I missed Cheryl Cole being Queen and all that.
That's the thing, they always bring in really interesting people as well.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, it's actually better the second time you see it, I would say.
Really, lass? Because I was like, oh, well, I sort of know the crack now. But
no, because then you start so looking, you start remembering, and you go, oh, that's why that happened. And
yes.
It's good.
I'd like to take Erkan, but he's not what you'd call a culture vulture. I don't know.
No.
But that's what I think 222 is so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be a theatre bod. You don't have to be...
No, because I'm not either.
No. Well, I'm going to see a play tonight.
What are you going to see? See it night.
Claire can't go.
Can't go, Claire.
We've got kids. Someone's got
No, I don't feel well.
I'm going to go and see The Crown Jewels. Is that what it's called?
Don't know.
Joe Thomas is in it from The Inbetweeners. So I'm going to go and see him tonight and have a catch up and have a pint with him. I haven't seen him for ages. So
I love that. Do you keep in touch with everybody quite well, babe? It felt like you were a very unproblematic cast.
Yeah,
just a nice bunch of blokes.
We're super, really close. Really close. We don't see each other.
Everybody's got kids now.
We don't see each other hardly ever anymore, which is a shame. But we still, you know, when we do catch up,
that's what I was going to say.
It's just like we'd never, it's just like it's always been.
Yeah, it's those friends. Doesn't matter how long they've not seen each other. When they get together, it's like, oh, they're just exactly the same. There's no, you just dive right back
in. Yeah, we do. It's sort of more like family in that sort of way, isn't it? Yeah. You can sort of maybe not see a cousin for a couple of years or whatever, but then when you meet up again at a reunion, you're just mucking about and having fun.
Sign of a really close friendship.
Yeah.
Guys, I know you have got to run, so I'm going to wrap this up. But before I do, I have to ask you about your brand new podcast, In Sickness and In Health. Sounds amazing. Are you just cultivating more ways to fucking work together?
Don't fucking leave me alone now.
I just feel like it's
dragging me into everything.
I just feel like it's fine. And that's the thing as well, because we are jumping on a bit of a bandwagon of sort of couple-y podcast types. We don't ever claim to be original at all whatsoever.
Me and Erkan have done it, mate, honestly.
Well, there you go.
You can't beat them. Join the country.
Exactly. But people love it. People love the dynamic. And I think what I like about this one is that Claire doesn't need to be there. Claire's got no ambition really to be on YouTube or to be in a podcast or anything. So Claire's attitude is actually quite great. There's something quite liberating about the way she talks on a pod, because you don't care, do you?
No, I mean, I care. I do care.
So refreshing. You just don't give a fuck.
I do. No, I do. But yeah, like James said, like, listen, if we got a phone call tomorrow and it was like, right, everything, you know, Buckley's podcast, YouTube, right, we're done, it's over, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah,
and then it's all your problem again.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, Jimmy, you better go and get on the TV
show. I'll have to find something else to do, wouldn't I? Because, if they said to Claire, like, you can't do it, starting from tomorrow, it's over, Claire, go, all right, cool, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Well, I, for one, can't wait to listen to it, guys. After having you on the pod, I'm not sure it's going to be hilarious.
Thanks, mate.
But you really are your own best hype man. Before I let you go, here at Biggie Patterson and The Secret Do, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple of pearls of wisdom. And it would be crazy if I didn't ask you about The Secret to a Happy Marriage, obviously, because quite clearly I want to say have one. I feel like you're going to argue with that, but it looks happy from what I can say, at least.
Well,
there's different degrees of happiness to start with.
Well, what is your secret to being together in sickness and health?
Right, here's what I would say, because we're not, you know, the picture perfect always, because we're miserable and we annoy each other and we get on each other's nerves. But, and this is where I think the secret comes in, at the end of every day, at the end of every argument, whatever it might be, whoever's getting stressed, we're genuinely mates. And I think even if we weren't married or we weren't together, I think we would have been pals.
Yeah, we're good. We do like hanging out with each other and
we
make each other laugh and we got each other's back.
Like for a weekend, you know, if the choice was, well, Claire can go on a girls thing, James can do this or whatever, or you can sit on the couch and get a movie and order a curry and just chat shit all Friday night. We pick that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're in, which I just think we're pals, aren't we?
Yeah. I think that's important. And then you can put up with all the other stuff, can't you?
Really? Yeah. Well, like sex and stuff.
No, we've been through this, Claire. Nobody's fucking having sex anymore.
I'm just kidding. It's fine. I'm joking.
Fucking adequate.
I don't listen. If you're not enjoying it, Claire, that's your problem, baby. Because I'm having a great time over here. So.
Woo! It's been really nice having you on my podcast. Thank you so much. Good luck with everything. You are really nice.
Thanks for having us. This was so fun.
Yeah, hopefully we haven't bored everyone to death that listens to your podcast, Vicky. So sorry if we have.
I don't think so at all. Like, I feel like everybody will have really loved it, just like me.
Hope so.
Cheers, mate.
You're welcome. Well, guys, that was the fantastic Claire and James Buckley, star of At Home with the Buckleys and the brand new podcast In Sickness and in Health. I absolutely love talking to them. So nice. She is unreal in real life. And they're both so funny together. Oh, I wish them every success. If you have loved listening to this series of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, I can't believe I'm saying that. End of series 9. Oh my God. Then don't worry, because we'll be straight back with series 10. That's right. No breaks. Bitch has got a wedding to pay for. But if you missed any from this series, we had some fantastic names on. Fern McCann, Peter Andre, you name it, we had them. So if you'd like to go back and listen to the back catalogue, they're available wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget about our YouTube. And don't forget to follow it on all the various platforms. Instagram, TikTok, you name it, we're bloody there. We'll get where a draft wouldn't. Anyway, guys, I'll see you soon, back for series 10.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.